The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Hear God's holy word as it is recorded for this morning in Isaiah 44. But now hear, O Jacob, my servant Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus says the Lord, who made you, formed you from the womb, and will help you. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, Yeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. They shall spring up among the grass like willows by flowing streams. This one will say, I am the Lord's. Another will call on the name of the Lord. Another will write on his hand, the Lord's, and name himself by the name of Israel. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first and I am the last. Besides me there is no God. Who is like me? Let him proclaim it. Let him declare and set it before me, since I appoint an ancient people. Let them declare what is to come and what will happen. Fear not, be not afraid. Have I not told you from of old and declared it? You are my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? There is no rock. I know not any. Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you through your Son Jesus Christ that you have sent the Comforter unto your church to strengthen it in the true faith and to remind it of all which you have taught and entrusted to her. Lord Heavenly Father, grant us your Holy Spirit this morning too, that we too will be strengthened in our faith and comforted in the trust that you are our God and Savior alone. Amen. Dear friends of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it's Whit Monday, the second day of the Pentecost holidays. And so quite fitting that we actually still sing the hallelujahs, you know, not of the commons, but of the Easter time from tomorrow again. The church celebrates the ongoing victory and glorious reign of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He not only conquered sin, death and devil for us and our salvation, but also kept his promise to send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the advocate of the destitute and forlorn, the forsaken, the reminder of all that Christ had done and taught, the helper, the very Lord and giver of life. It's a holiday the world doesn't understand and can't cash in on. But it's a holiday of great joy and celebration for the church worldwide, not only here at the seminary, where a student was baptized, or in Steglitz, Berlin, where it was 15 Iranians. But all over the world, because God is faithful and keeps his promises and does all to comfort his people, just as he had prophesied of old through Isaiah. After all, it is he, this Holy Spirit, the one living God, the three divine persons in one holy and blessed unity, who spoke through the prophets, as the Nicene Creed confesses Kontras Lenska Jr. and all modern Arians and half-cooked Harnackian heretics. And we heard against from Reverend Daniel Preuss in his commencement address in Fort Wayne just this Friday, comfort ye my people, saith your God. But now listen, and that's what the prophet says to us. Now listen, Jacob, my servant, Israel, you whom I have chosen, who is so often so hard of hearing and so often not believing of what I'm saying, listen now. This is what the Lord says. You're not dreaming. This has not been thought up. He has made you. He has formed you in the womb and he will help you. And he says, do not be afraid. I have chosen you. Yes, I am the first and I am the last, he says. Apart from me, there is no God. Therefore, do not tremble. Do not be afraid. Did I not proclaim this and foretell it long ago? You are my witnesses that it is true. Do not be afraid, Jacob. Do not tremble, do not be afraid. He says that to us in this world who are afraid and have many reasons to tremble, to be anxious and even give up and despair if there was no God, and if he was not on our side, and if he would not be the source of our salvation, our rock and our redeemer. But thanks be to God, he is there and he's with us. Just where there are two or three gathered in his name. He is on our side. He is here with us. He, the one yesterday, tomorrow, and in all eternity. That's why all the troubles of this world are just not the same, because he's right there with us. We don't have to face up to them alone, but rather we are with him together in this, in the care of the living God. In all those troubles, call them xenophobia, tribalism, civil war, strife and bloodshed, discrimination, persecution, and martyrdom even. Call it the desperate situations back home. All the poverty, the illness, the suffering. Be it that cursed or the cursing tyrant, that godless despot who is bragging so mightily against the living God, as if he has got all strings of life and death in his own hands. Failure, mishap, corruption, decline, destruction and ruin. Be it in our personal lives or even in that of the churches. Just remember and recall Israel, destroyed, banished, in exile, far away from home, the temple burnt down and destroyed, and they very much with the feeling that they had been deserted by God. This very God, the living one, who suffered all and carried the sins of the whole world under the cross, endured death, overcame the portals of hell and bound the devil successfully, rose victoriously from that bottomless pit, the Lord and Savior of all, the whole world, he now lets you, his people, his chosen ones hear. But now listen, I've got a new story to tell you. Don't be afraid. Do not tremble anymore. Do not be afraid, he says that again and again, so that we might eventually hear it. For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring, my blessings on your descendants. They will spring up like grass in a meadow, like poplar trees by flowing streams. A beautiful vision. These green poplar trees along the avenues, as Van Gogh paints them there in that water-rich Netherlands. You know the desert, on the other hand. You know, if water comes there, how it flowers and blooms. You know not only Namaqualand, but also the Kalahari. Rain
There's miracles and wonders in those areas.
And you know the title of our God. He has got the name that it is He who lets reign over good and evil. He is the master of the universe. Yes, He, the living God, is going to pour out His fruitful rains of spirit and holy power on the barren lands. Remember Ezekiel's vision of those bones, and where God asks him, "Do you think they can live again?" And he says, "You, God, no." And God lets him see that those bones are covered with flesh again, and sinews, and skin, and hair. And then the breath of the Lord comes into those corpses, and they become living people once again. Yes, He's the one who lets the skeletons of the church flourish, lets her spring up like grass in a meadow and those poplar trees by flowing streams. It's the Lord, and He says so. He did that on Pentecost, and just behold the difference He made. Scared and afraid and hidden away behind the shut doors and windows, and then the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. That miraculous reign of the Lord, divine power from on high. And suddenly they were no longer afraid, but preached the word of God with confidence and conviction. In law, that's what you did. And in gospel, repent and you will receive the Holy Spirit for the forgiveness of all your sins. 3,000 are baptized that day. It's been witnessed by faithful witnesses. No longer afraid of even the high and mighty of their days, when before they were afraid of just the rustling of leaves in the wind, the little girl at the burning fire, the pointing fingers, and you were one of them too, and the flaying whips and sticks and thorns. Now they bravely stand up for Jesus and confess, "We must obey God more than men." 5,000 are baptized later. Then God adds more than anyone can count, a crowd larger than you can imagine in the best and wildest of your dreams. There before the throne of the Lamb, rejoicing in His victory, His redemption, and His salvation, clothed with those baptismal garments, washed with the blood of the Lamb. For He is God, and He alone, and He is pulling them all towards them, He who has been raised from the dead and lives on high at the right hand of the Father. He, our Rock and our Redeemer. You might not know what a barren, parched land Germany was before the Reformation and during the Reformation. Just read the visitation notes. And after the Reformation, 30 years of war afterwards, in the time of orthodoxy, in the blooming time when the faith had really been restored, like a bright lamp shining in that dark country. But it was a desperate place to live in. Very similar to that of Africa, really. This dark continent with its very heart of darkness. TIA, this is Africa. God left this place a long time ago, says Danny Archer in Blood Diamonds. Isn't it most wonderful how God spread His kingdom throughout the African lands? You can read about it in many books and accounts, how God goes from one tribe to the next, starting off at the Corona and then going to the Barutsi and then going up to Zilligazi and then right up to Victoria Lake. It's wonderful how the gospel spreads not only from Jerusalem to Samaria, but really to the ends of the world. Yes, Today it's blossoming and blooming with baptized people worshiping across the whole continent, that we also rejoice about those people with Benson Barahuka there in the eastern parts of Uganda. Who would have thought it? It's not a path of destruction as that of ISIS, but rather one of peace and prosperity, of love one owns enemy, prayer for those who persecute, harm and kill us. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. God in their midst of it all, right in the middle of Africa. You never doubt it. Don't. Because he says, but now listen, Jacob, my servant Israel, whom I have chosen. This is what I, the Lord, say to you. I who made you, who formed you in the womb of your mother, and who will help you. Do not be afraid, my servant, whom I have chosen. Isn't it true too in Africa? Some will say, I belong to the Lord. Others will call themselves by the name of Jacob. Still others will write on their hand the Lord's and will take the name Israel. This is what the Lord promised in ancient days. He, the first and the last, and apart whom there is no other God. The ancestors are gone, long forgotten history. They couldn't help, and they can't help even today. Not even their ardent supporter Mbeki. You remember how much he did for their Renaissance? But he just dropped out of the picture anyway. And Zuma, he can offer as many bulls to his Maglosi as he'd want to, but I'm sure he will not turn around Eskom, SARS, or for the fate of the Marikana miners by his own power or merit. For without the triune God, we can do nothing. All depends entirely on God's willingness and grace and mercy. Otherwise, it's just dire straits. The strange thing is that God does this extraordinary work of salvation and redemption for his holy Christian church, his faithful people, his called and elected, his beloved and chosen ones, in all calamity and trouble. Not by taking us out of this world and all its misery and suffering, but rather by saving us right there in the midst of it all, under the cross, subject to all calamity and trouble. Wonderful miracles and wonders, changing us who can't believe into ardent believers of his goodness and truth. Right in the midst of all darkness and gloom, he lets his light shine and grants blessed life so that we sing his praises and trust his goodness. So that even at the very graves of our most beloved and dear ones, where we look into the gloomy and dark pit of death, there we are encouraged to sing to the Lord, and by his grace and comfort, I know that my Redeemer lives. And Jesus lives, the victory's won. Death no longer can appall me. Jesus lives, death reign is done. And on Christ's ascension, I now build the hope of my ascension. Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. And in me you will bring forth fruit much and plentiful. That's true at Pentecost and ever since in the Holy Christian Church. Amen. And the peace of our Lord, which passes all understanding, bless and keep you now and forever. Amen.